In September, Kafua Management, a leading Dunkin' Donuts franchisee, pulled back on plans to demolish St. Mary the Morning Star Church on Tyler Street in Pittsfield. The reversal came after public outcry over the potential razing of the Morningside Community Landmark. Earlier this year, Kafua demolished the former Plunkett School in downtown Pittsfield, where it planned a drive-through. With these recent events in mind, the city decided to try and get ahead of the curve on any future destruction of historic buildings. The citizens who spoke out against St. Mary's slated demolition have formed an ad hoc committee called the Friends of St. Mary's. Committee historian Diane DiNicola listened in on the panel conversation, which included Mayor Dan Bianchi.
St. Mary's, star of Morningside, yeah. Like the name of the church. Yeah. It's... So I think it's so worth preserving for that reason.
It is. But you have to find a way to do it. You know?
Yes.
You have to have a plan that makes sense.
And that's what our committee is here. We want to help you.
I love this, the idea of a committee, and I love the idea of brainstorming. And I think it's really a matter of reaching out to people who you think might be able to tackle something like this, or maybe put a number of groups together.
Among the panelists was Joe Derwin of the Springside Park Conservancy. Through cleanup efforts and hours of brainstorming, the citizen-driven group has made the abandoned Springside House, once used by the city, a center of attention for reuse, receiving state grants to study renovation. Derwin says for preservation to succeed, efforts need to continue beyond signing a petition and speaking out against a particular demolition.
The real change is often made by volunteers willing to do week-to-week, slow, grueling committee work and to send countless emails and to, you know, get people out to hearings.
Ian Rash of Allegroni joined the panel. In 2010, the company purchased the Howard Building, a former hardware and agricultural supply store built in 1916 in downtown Pittsfield. Retail space and 14 market-rate housing units will be completed in the coming weeks.
It cost us about $5 million to go through that whole project. It would probably cost us $12 million. Or more, to build a building of that quality with those kind of historic details, with, you know, the moldings, the glasswork, the mosaic tiles. I mean, you can never replicate it. And so, you know, any historic building, I think, is worth saving in that, and there is an economic value. Maybe it takes a little bit of time to achieve that value, but it's there.
Its living units were filled in 6 days. The discussion also touched on what resources are available around historic preservation for interested parties. Aside from federal and state grants, the Berkshire Athenaeum and the City of Pittsfield have detailed histories of city buildings. City planner C.J. Haw says the city is taking on a lengthy land use and zoning analysis of the West Side and Morningside areas.
It takes on evaluating the building stock that's there and the zoning that's in place, and what things we could put in place to at least encourage the development and redevelopment we want to see moving forward as a city, and the quality that we expect.
Other ideas included setting up a countywide historical preservation group, strengthening the city's historical commission, and adopting the Community Preservation Act, directing tax levies for preservation. The meeting was held in Shire City Sanctuary, the former Notre Dame Church. Crispina French and her husband bought the building to house a clothing manufacturing business, but now it's utilized as an artist makerspace.
There is certainly a need for enough to have all the churches in Pittsfield turn into different and diverse types of makerspaces. And I feel like, you know, hopefully we will be a real role model and people will be able to use us as a reference and as a model to follow.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.